for rap, hill, hardcore, Asian, house lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. You think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. This is what I'm
every chance you get, you every minute. You will keep your radio, and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around
funny.
Our ears.
Listening to the Rap Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the baby? Keep it real. Take the Rap Pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, 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 yes. Hello. Thank you. Joining us for another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I'm... who am I? I ain't got no name. So I just go by V. Is that alright with you guys? Alright, we're going to have a hell of a show tonight. it's, you know, past weekend here, so... Monday, we got to get down to business and, you know, really try our best to learn something. Just like my co-host, Rob D. here just said.
Hi, folks.
Rob D., you doing all right?
Awesomeness here. Loving my air conditioner, that's for sure. It was 80-something degrees this morning when I got up. 69% humidity. You could literally cut the air... Put it in the kettle and make a cup of coffee out of it.
Well, whenever you wake up, you know, you're looking forward to a chocolate bar, and you pick up the wrapper, and it's just, the whole thing just slumps over. It's like, oh.
That's oh, how you just hot. Drink it. You squeeze it in like a toothpaste, you know?
Yeah, that's too much chocolate wasted. I couldn't do that. I'd have to lick every corner of the plastic, and I'm just.
That's where I would make one of my toasties that I make. I've told you about. Where you put peanut butter and then you squeeze the chocolate out onto a slice of bread. You put it in your toasty maker, and you got a hot Reese's. It's really nice.
A hot Reese's that looks like feces. Okay.
Well, they do rhyme for a reason, I guess.
Well, all right. You know, I'm going to try to get our guest on tonight because this man has been wanting to come on the show for quite some time. Some things happened in the schedulings and yada, 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 yada. He hasn't had a chance to come on. So we're going to bring him on right now. Let's see if I can... play engineer here and ring him in.
I see a cat picture has appeared up on our screen.
Well, if you see a cat picture there, then that means we have the owner of Truth Cat Radio here with us tonight, Mr. Stephen D. Kelly. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Greetings.
All right. So... You've been on my TV show, at least you've been on multiple of my TV shows at least multiple times. But I don't believe you've been on my radio show yet, have you?
I don't think so. Seems like this is the only time we haven't done video. So, yeah, there's my first clue, huh?
All right. Well, for the RBN audience, please go ahead and introduce yourself and give those stats. Don't be shy.
Okay, all right, let's see here. All right, try not to waste too much time, but basically what I'm most famous for is being a ex-CIA NSA contractor, and that started at a relatively early age out of high school, but before that I was a big laser pioneer and made all kinds of parts for the military back in the Reagan era and started my own company where I was making solid-state lasers and became a big pioneer in that area, and gun sights especially because I made the world's most accurate, world's smallest laser gun sight. I was kind of responsible for this whole thing with the police officers using gun sights, that whole thing. And then what else can I tell you about that? Well, that, I guess, got the started out with the NSA business. That was dealing with the Ollie North gang. So just to preface that, because of that, I know all about William Barr and Bush and, you know, the drug and all that stuff, because it was all part of the same thing. So they I'm sure they really don't like me. I think that might be one of the reasons why Ollie North had to quit the NRA. I got recruited into some really wild, wacky stuff that led to psychic development and fighting against aliens and this kind of thing, which is really where all of that spy stuff eventually ends up. And that was a crazy, crazy business. But because of that, I was exposed to all the underground bunkers and all that business. And one in particular out by me is located underneath the Getty Museum, which is called the Getty Center out here on top of Santa Monica Mountain, just south of Los Angeles off of the 405 freeway. But anyway, there's a big giant bunker underneath that thing, sort of like the one underneath Denver Airport or Area 51 or Dulce or any of these places. But this particular one is loaded with art and gold and valuable, just incredible, incredible things. But bottom line is, this is also where I got exposed to all this human trafficking, and particularly the kidnapping and terrible things that they do to children down there. A lot of this involves satanic rituals, and of course, that's a very big part of what that's all about. So for the last 7 years ago, or roughly a little over 7 years ago, I went public. And I had my big falling out with them in the 90s with the Ollie North group and all that, but I still worked with these agencies for a long time. I just didn't trust them. But I really went against them and went public in 2012, all right? And that's when I released my book, which anybody can get if you send me an email to law17gun@aol.com, free. And that's where I exposed the bunkers system and what's going on underneath the Getty. And then I created a movement called Occupy the Getty, and that is the plan to save the world. And I guess I gotta tell you, it's going off right now. You all this business with QAnon, I got the QAnon group on Facebook, of course, and QAnon has been declared a terrorist organization by the FBI, so life's exciting. How's that? I could go on, but, you know, hey.
I mean, you please go on. I mean,
you're all right, well, I'll just throw out one more thing, because I did a show the other day and somebody did a bio on me and they threw this out there, and I thought I should mention this, and that is, for some time up until the time that Donald Trump was elected, I was a regular on Russia Today and Press TV. And the day he was inaugurated, I was banned from both of those platforms. And Russia Today, of course, reaches 700 million people. So this was all very curious, and I couldn't really figure out what was going on until I realized that Trump was a bad guy, and I had kind of fallen for it. And he's really this big mafioso. And so, but because of my association.
If I remember correctly, you had a big, like, Love Trump group on Facebook or something like that, right?
Well, the QAnon is basically started as a Trump group. But here's the thing. You know, we have a truth movement, right? And along comes the NSA, and they come up with this Q crap, and they co-opt our truth movement. So what do? We co-opt them. So it's like Occupy the Getty. The CIA created Occupy movement. Well, I'm going to co-opt that. So, and you know what else? This whole save the children and all this anti-pedo, they've banned PedoGate, Pizzagate. adrenochrome, you know, hashtag out there, but to save the children is still there. But that's a 100-year-old charity that's actually being funded by Gates as well as the who's who of the elite. So in other words, it's kind of funny that they're trying to hijack this whole concept of trying to save the kids, the kids now. But ultimately, it's like the more they burn our books, the more people are going to want to support us and defend the freedom of our information. And I think that they've already lost the battle, and they're going to start World War III here very soon. They're going to try to stick needles in everybody very soon. And they're going to do everything they can to bring about Agenda 21, because we're getting really close to shutting them down. And I think the more they scurry to try to shut us down, the more we need to try to shut them down. That's what Occupy the Getty is.
Well, okay. And speaking of book burnings, you recently got kicked off Facebook, correct?
No kidding. Oh, yeah, the censorship's really bad right now, huh? But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, my profile that I've had on my original profile, Stephen D. Kelly, that was on Facebook, was deleted, you know, removed, whatever you want to call it, just obliterated. But, go ahead, please.
No, I can relate to that. They purged my Robert M. Deutsch account earlier this year that I had for many years. So the loss of the data is the hardest part. You know, you can make a new thing, but all the videos I've done and stuff is all gone. But, you know, but continue.
Well, I keep MP3s and MP4s of everything I do, so I don't have to worry about that. Fortunately, they haven't removed my YouTube channel, which of course is Truth Cat Radio on YouTube. That's where all our archives for the shows are. But yeah, they're coming down on everybody so hard right now, and I guess it's a mark of honor to have your Facebook page removed, right?
Yeah, it's not being jailed, it's the death sentence, isn't it? A lot of my data is in Australia on hard drives and memory sticks there. I travel around a lot, so that, and I didn't know how to download my stuff and get them on YouTube until I picked up that skill after my account got the death sentence. So yeah, I can relate.
Well, in September, guys, the Red Pill Hardcore Online forum server will be going up. Okay, we're not gonna be held to the rules of somebody else, like Minds or even Discord. So if you want free speech, all you gotta do, just get ready to pay a dollar every month, just so we know it's your real person, that's all. We're not really trying to make any money or anything, but just let us know that you're serious and you're a real person. 99 cents to be an elite member of the server. No friends list, just a good old regular profile and get to access anything that you want. I don't know, we might have a super member or whatever that gets to moderate their own section. I don't know. That's further down the road, but for the most part, we want people.
We need a little rent district, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
Dollar for dollar.
You know, what do they call that? Affordable housing or something? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Listen, with all these doctors even being kicked off of Facebook,
oh my God,
for them saying coronavirus is a sham, you know, there's something up. And so, the situation, they're trying to stop the implosion. Okay, but the collapse is coming, and I want to be there. I want to facilitate that collapse. So, yeah.
You know, I know you guys are going to want to talk about this Corona thing, but probably the biggest thing to come out of this Corona or Wuhan virus or CDC, CCP virus, whatever you want to call it, China virus, if you want to listen to Trump, is that the whole world right now is blaming this on China. And it's not a good time to be China right now. I'm predicting World War III anytime.
Oh, we have the information. What was his name? Dr. Rashid
Buttar.
there was this doctor that came out saying, yes, this virus was actually shipped over to China for it to be worked on.
To make unfortunately, it I think Dr. Buttar isn't exactly a medical doctor. I think he's more like a psychology major. I did a little research on him. I don't think he's a medical doctor. Yeah, he's like a psychologist or something. He's actually kind of a quack. I wouldn't really... I mean, there
the host of the information...
Can I just suggest that one thing about the virus going back and forth? Because this is a really complex issue, and it's really important. I talk about this a lot on my shows, but what we're looking at here is a genocide, right? We all agree that Agenda 21 is waiting to be implemented, right? COVID is an aspect of that.
Listen, you've got some sort of virus that pops up in China, a vaccine's made in America, and now it's going to be tried in Africa.
Exactly. But
what does that make sense?
Yeah, it's all about killing people. But this is the thing. Yeah. When we look at, you know, we look at sides, we say, okay, we got USA, Bill Gates, et cetera. Then we got China, Wuhan Labs, et cetera, you know, Communist Party, et cetera. We look at that. Those are kind of the big players. Throw Trump and a few other people. But what you have to realize is that both of those players are connected to another player, which is, of course, we'll just not mention their name right now. But, you know, the thing is that genocide takes two to tango. Okay. In other words, when you have a big fiasco thing that's going to, in other words, if you just have a war, that's not good enough. That's not going to kill enough people. It's got to be really, really substantial. And this is what they're trying to engineer. So in other words, the Chinese were led to believe that this was a tool that they could use against us, but it was really a tool that we created to use against them. But it's really a tool that was intended to be used against all of us. So I have a little bit of background on this because my dad was, you could call it CIA, but it was really something else back then during the Korean War. And he actually worked on this project back during the Korean War when they took the Japanese biological experiments and they took all that data and basically the CIA took it. And my dad's job was, he was an accountant, and his job was to crunch the numbers and figure out how many Chinese they could actually kill. And they came up to a figure of about 3 out of every 5 Chinese people alive in the world would die because of this. So what they've probably done since then is to make it a little more inclusive. So it doesn't look quite like a biological weapon. So in other words, yeah, But then again, you know, we could go on and on about 5G and whether or not...
Well, we know it's a pandemic.
Well, yeah, of course. And then we could say that so much of this is because of a virus and so much of this is because of radiation sickness, like all those people that got sick on those cruise ships that were saturated in 5G out in the middle of nowhere. You know, I mean, there's pictures of that came out of the Bahamas of birds coming out of every direction towards one of these cruise ships and crashing into the deck and essentially dying on board. Now, what was it that was making them do that? It was the 5G signal coming from the damn boat. So it's, you know, so in other words, you go on a cruise, they say, oh, hey, you got great Wi-Fi on this boat and you're out there getting cooked by this 5G, which of course can be turned up to whatever they want to do.
Well,
I mean, somebody,
you do also know that our U.S. Navy patrols the borders of pretty much every country with microwave weaponry aboard these naval vessels. You know that, right?
You gotta love it, right? You gotta love it.
Well, what I heard about is that they used our grant program at universities to basically teach some of these people our recipes for cooking up things. They sent a Chinese operative into the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to learn how to put gain of function on the SARS virus. And we hear that they sent somebody to Melbourne to learn how to splice an AIDS
heart into it. Hey, Mike, let's get the break, thank you. Go ahead.
And then learn how to splice an AIDS attribute into this the SARS. And then China then stole the recipe and brought it back there in
Oh,
at the end of the day, like Steven said, the cull is on. The really depopulation is well spelled out and etched in stone. Even the Georgia Guidestone is literally etched it in stone. Anybody don't know about Georgia Guidestone, go look into it. That's another topic. At the end of the day, yeah, they do have ability to genetically target us. You know, they could make a vaccine dose just for Africans and test it on them to make sure it's killing enough, but not too many, you know, because they want to leave some people alive. I keep saying it. They like people to wash their car for them. Our oppressors. Oh, yeah. They don't want to do some things themselves. They need obedient slaves. So a lot of what I see about this mask wearing is to see who is going to obey. And I often say they don't want brave people in the brave new world, so to speak.
And also, I very rude of me, Steven, this is my newest co-host, Rob Deutsch.
Oh, hey, Rob. I'm sure I've heard your name around. You seem like you're... I mean, is it just me, or is it, you seem like you've got a presence out there?
Yeah, I do a lot of videos about geoengineering and other things. The last thing I did before they gave my account the death sentence on Facebook was read a vaccine insert live. The show would show this insert itself, you know, not making up data, using their own words to show people what's going on with them. And because I'm anti-vax.
Maybe we were Facebook friends or something.
I think we were. Everybody thinks I blocked them. You know, when they take your account away, people get mad at you. There's just nothing you can do about it. But luckily, I had this backup account that I use now, Rob Deutsch. So I'm still out there, still doing weather videos, but usually just on the weekends now to continue to expose the geoengineering. I don't buy the Q PSYOP at all. I'm glad to hear it's been co-opted. And I'm trying to tell people about the tunnels under Getty. I've been aware of it a long time, but when you hear a tunnel, let's say like this week we talked about yesterday on the Kraz Files radio show in Sydney, and hundreds and hundreds of children were rescued. And then you heard about Central Park, you know, an astronomical amount, 100,000, and they were brought to this ship that was out.
Allegedly,
the harbor.
Right?
I have to say allegedly. Because then I showed that the ship they were supposed to be going to during the COVID had been stripped down to only 500 beds, you know, and where were all the caravans of buses?
Well, Robert, let me just add one more thing to that story about the Pentagon. You know, it was actually behind that little bit of propaganda. And they actually said that the soldiers were so disgusted with what they saw that they just blew everything up once the children were evacuated. Now, you know damn well, it's like, oh, conveniently destroyed all evidence of something they spent trillions of dollars to build, they just blew it up. Sure they did.
Here's the obvious. If all these 100,000 children, or even let's say even 10,000 children, were reunited with their families, wouldn't you see a testimonial from a parent on Facebook? Yay, thank you, I got my kids back.
That for the longest time.
I just don't see it. So people, I want to believe that everything Q says is going to happen. I really do. But I will not be complacent while that's going on. I'm not going to sit back and wait for a great awakening while I watch the world continue to be dumbed down. Right? Lock it down. Good activists that could be fighting other things. But if they want to believe that to have hope, go for it.
Q blew it. Q blew it. All right? When the day that Q came out and basically said to Edward Snowden, we're going to get you, I knew that was it. I knew that was NSA. Q was nothing but NSA, and they were the enemy.
Listen. I've been saying this for years. I came out before QAnon. I'm the Anon, okay? And I know they just wanted to put something out there because, listen, if you're going to overshadow something, you got to co-opt it and take it a different direction. Yes, I was on the air 2-3 years before QAnon came about. And yes, I was gaining momentum, still gaining momentum. And just as I've said, before QAnon proved to be co-opted and garbage, I said that out loud. Yeah, they're just there just to blow over the QAnon, you know. That's fine. Let them screw up. Let them fall. I'll still be here.
terrorist group, you know. Hey, but they haven't taken down my Facebook page, but they've taken down everyone else's group. I mean, my Q group is still up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all these others, I'll tell you why. It's because most of these stupid Trump pages, just about all of them, will have some sort of hate towards the Muslims, hate towards BLM, et cetera, et cetera. Go down the line, and they'll have these hateful rhetoric that they like to promote, or anti whatever, you know. And it's unfortunate, is that's why they're being taken down. But we don't have that, so I think that's probably why.
By taking it down, is that in validity to the movement? People go, see, they're censoring us. It has to be real. You know, I just hold my hands in the air and says, right. Trump did not end the chemtrails. I keep showing him.
There you go.
The Clean Water Act absolutely shredded it. Remember, we all stood with Standing Rock. He promised he was going to uphold Standing Rock's wantons and their oneness. And then what did he do? He gave the oil company their oneness, and that pipeline has since leaked. Point these obviousnesses out. And they just don't buy it. They think he's the savior of the world and angel and this and that. Well, I see him as a selected president of the United States serving his corporate masters just like every predecessor has.
Listen, Trump invested in the pipeline. Why is he going to stop something he invested in?
All right, hey, guys, I'm going to throw something out there that you may not like, but here's the biggest thing about Donald Trump that is like it should be poison to your average waspy Trump supporter, and that is 2 years ago, Trump became a member of the Chabad cult, just like Ivanka and Jared Kushner. So he's not a Presbyterian or whatever the hell he's trying to tell everybody. He's a damn Jesus-hating Chabad Jew, and that is like top secret. He was supposed to come out and tell everybody that, and I think he it ain't going to happen now. And I think he's... this is something that's going to be remain secret. And that right there, that's a fact. And yet, your average Trump supporter will swear that the man is a Christian.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody who grows up with billions and billions of dollars and everything dipped in gold around them, do you really think a religion in any of its forms has any impression upon a child being grown up, being raised in that situation? I think the only religion is going to be money.
Well, you know, if you're a Satanist, it's like, right? Don't they groom them from an early age? They abuse their children because they were abused.
Well,
I think
Luciferians. Satanist is a term that has gotten way at hand, but they're Luciferians. Yes.
Well, I use words like CIA to talk about all the different agencies, so it's kind of, you know, Lucifer, Satan, whatever. Anti-human cults that tend to be on the anti-human side. Anytime they use blood, I'm kind of against that.
I'm going to tell you, yeah. The Satanists are actually like Mary Poppins compared to Luciferians. It's like Freddy Krueger and Mary Poppins.
Do you guys know that... what's his face? That guy with the big bushy eyebrows just died here recently. You know who I'm talking about?
That narrows it down.
Come on, B, help me out. You should know who he is. He was.
I don't know.
Not Anton LaVey, but there's another guy. He was a military dude. He was from the Presidio. Dietrich used to talk about him a lot. Aquino, yeah. Aquino just died here recently. That's kind of a big deal.
I hope he's on his way to hell.
I hope I hope his soul's having lots of fun. But the thing is that Aquino was the bag man between the Bilderbergers and the entire truth industry, practically. He was paying it. He's the guy that carried the money that paid it and bought everyone off.
Mm. You know, I'd like to continue with that, but we do have to take at least one commercial break during this hour, so we'll take it right now and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Kino is dead. Let's hope his child molesting, child abusing soul is rotting, smoldering in the lowest pit of the fiery depths. So I'm sitting here and I'm very upset about what I'm reading here. I did go over to the look up information on Rashid Batar, Dr. Rashid Batar, and the first thing I'm seeing in the Wikipedia is that they slander him immediately. He is an American conspiracy theorist. No, not that he's... The first thing you should say about somebody, especially if they've been through college, they've gotten their MD, and he is a medical, he's an MD. That's the first thing you say. But the way this article is organized, and I'll read it. Rashid Ali Buttar, born January 20th, 1966, is an American conspiracy theorist. Anti-vaccine proponent and an osteopath practitioner from Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay, he's known for his controversial use of chelation therapy. I'm not quite sure what that is. Forgive me, guys. And for numerous conditions, including autism and cancer. So, I mean, they go into everything that's bad about him from Jump Street. He has been reprimanded by the North Carolina Board of Medical Examiners for unprofessional conduct and cited by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for illegal marketing of unapproved and unadulterated drugs. So this could be just usually when you I've read many Wikipedia articles, okay? Usually you have to go down to a subsection of controversy. There's a subsection usually. It'll say early life, professional life or whatever, from this era to that era, somebody did this, somebody did that, and then there's usually a tag that says controversy. You can go to any celebrity's page, go to anybody who's known. The bad things that may have been a part of their history is mentioned towards the bottom of the page. Wikipedia has this man slandered as a goddamn criminal. And the front paragraph, the man has stats. I've seen the man's stats. The man knows what he's talking about. The man has, he's been director of so many medical boards. He's been at the highest levels of the medical community at large. It's not going to tell you any of this here. It's not going to say it. It's just he's labeled as a conspiracy theorist and criminal. I think I should contact him, try to contact him, see if he can sue Wikipedia. Because that's how you know even the government's got a hold of Wikipedia trying to control the information.
Anybody can add to Wiki. I'm sorry.
No, it's locked. Page locked.
He claims to be board certified by several entities, all of which are listed as questionable organizations by Quack Watch, including the American Academy of Preventive Medicine, American Academy of Integrative Medicine, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, and the latter's primary purpose is being the promotion of chelation therapy. What the hell is chelation therapy? Let's look that one up.
I'll go grab.
Sounds like some kind of a blood treatment or something, huh?
But, okay, the guy's stats, if you were to hear them...
Oh, heavy metal poisoning. That's what it is.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, he's a toxicologist. And so he speaks about the toxicology, the subject of the vaccines and the chemtrails. He speaks about it.
So that makes a lot of sense, though, dude, V, because if he's into... Basically, this is all about ions. So his whole thing is basically using ions like negative ions to remove positive ions, like heavy metals. Heavy metals would be positive ions. So that's what it was. That's like eating cilantro to cure autism. Same thing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that makes sense. That's why he's anti... Obviously, he's anti-vaccination because he's treating people who have vaccination. If I'm treating somebody who has vaccination damage, I will tell them to eat cilantro. And that's because that will introduce the proper ions to remove the metals which have that positive charge. That's the only way you can remove it. So, well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Again, I'm sickened by this. Somebody who, and I was wondering, how are they going to deal with this man, this doctor with all these credentials? How are they going to deal with him? This guy is off the charts. And boom, they just slander him, make him look like a criminal on Wikipedia. Because everybody, you know, 90% of people that go to Wikipedia and they see what they what they read.
All right, here it is right here. They're saying no evidence that males are the cause of autism. So right away, that's why they don't want him. They're trying to put metal in people. He's trying to take the metal out of people.
Right. Right.
We know
they
that.
Want us sick. They want us to be good customers before we die. Give them as much money as we can to the pharmaceutical industry. And that is that. We are a number. That's kind of what that is. And anybody proposing a treatment that will cure people is not wanted by the pharmafia, if you will.
Well, you know, if he is still a doctor, if he hasn't had his license removed, he needs to sue. He needs to sue Wikipedia. You can't just call somebody a quack, especially if they still have their doctorates, the PhDs or the MDs. You cannot just call somebody a quack just because they came out.
It looks like the FDA is very much against this chelation therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you read up on it, it looks like they're just saying nothing but bad stuff about it. I mean, they give all the details of how it's done and what chemicals they use and et cetera. But they keep saying the FDA does not approve of this. The FDA does not. They're taking. So yeah, obviously it's an enemy. It's an enemy environment for this therapy.
It'd be nice if you could sue Wikipedia for content because somebody's made a page and trolled me on it, and I'm not allowed access to most Wikipedia from here in Turkey because you know the president here knows it's a full of bull type. Website. Anybody can edit and add information to any article. So you can say anything you want about people on there.
Well, that depends. There's some articles that are semi-protected and then protected. Meaning if Wikipedia wants the last word on everything, the article will be locked. And if Wikipedia gets the last word on something, that means usually there's been some controversy and the government has had to intercede and change the information.
Well, here's what the government says. The National Capital Poison Center, Poison Control, they've got a bottom line here, but they say this exposes patients to risks without benefit. And they suggest that it requires further study.
Huh. Any different from an ineffective flu shot where it has risks and it's not effective?
Yeah.
I went there.
Right.
Well, the damn vaccine that they're going to force us all to take is going to make everybody sterile, supposedly. I mean, they're already making people sterile in the test groups.
Yeah, that's a big part of the call or depopulation. If we don't breed, if we will just become the surrogates, if you will, of the whatever state made. Super being is, you know, we'll all be the Quasar's Haderach type thing situation. And I'll look into that. Oh, we're so owned sometimes, but we're not. Our minds are not. We are open. We talk about the uncomfortable things like the tunnels under the Yeti and various other places around the planet. People don't want to believe it, but, you know,
here's a
what
good
you
one,
want
Brock.
To believe and what's fact are two different things.
What about Beirut? You know, the Trump tards or Trump fans are suggesting that the bombing – or, I'm sorry, fertilizer – oh, they call it a fireworks factory that blew up. Was actually, I mean, they like to play both sides of the fence, but now they're suggesting that it was a missile attack to remove underground tunnels that were being used for child trafficking.
Yeah, they want to do that. Yeah. I see other nefariousnesses. China's been taking over ports all over the world. I did in the original film. You could see there's a fireworks going off, but who planted the device that blowed up the ammonium nitrate is this thing.
Well,
I want.
Ammonium nitrate does not blow up if you don't add the fuel oil. That's the thing. If you're going to, let's say they were going to make bombs using ammonium nitrate.
Very true. Anfo.
It's not going to work unless it's mixed with the oil, and they wouldn't do that until the last minute when they're ready to use it. And it certainly wouldn't be sitting there pre-mixed. That's plugging ridiculous.
And definitely the fireball has that orange-red color
Let me throw this in there. here's a good one for you guys. When the United States was developing its Star Wars program, they were trying to come up with a low yield to no yield nuclear weapon. In other words, a nuclear weapon that wouldn't put out any kind of radiation or any detectable radiation signature. And of course, Dimona over there, the nuclear facility in Israel, was basically the ones who developed that. And the first time, of course, they used it was in New York on 9/11 in three locations, or at least two we know of.
That's possible. They use mini nukes in New
York. Well, yeah, if they drop them down the shaft of the elevator to the lowest point in the building, it would produce a Roman candle effect, which is what they use these mini nukes for. And if you look at these, if you look at the pictures, you'll see that the bedrock, you know, below the foundation of this thing was completely turned into a circular cavity of molten rock. And the only thing that would cause that is a thermonuclear explosion, obviously. But I mean, this is the thing about the dark side, is they will use all these different things to get us to argue about, oh, it was thermite, oh, it was an X-ray laser, oh, it was jet fuel, oh, it's like Flight 800. They could have fired a missile, they could have used a laser, they could have used bombs on board, they could have used all these things, and more than likely they did. But the reason why they do that is because we'll argue about it and never focus on the enemy that needs to be defeated. Instead, we argue about these stupid little things that happen. But yeah, the signature, you look at the cloud, the mushroom cloud, it was clearly an atomic device. And if they don't find
a mushroom cloud when you drop a MOAB, the mother of all bombs, I went and looked at all sorts of images of that, and they give a mushroom cloud too. It's just kind of a convection of a huge explosion that will cause a plume to go up. Either way, the damage is done. So, you know, the not getting supplies into Beirut and rest of Lebanon because 80% of their trade went through that port. China's grabbing up ports all over the world right now, buying up ports. So I can see many masters served at that oppression table. At the end of the day, it was terrible with the disregard to all human life in that area. That explosion was
pretty bad.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I don't say no. Did they pick up the neutrino burst?
I don't think they would, but about China buying the ports, one of the things they've done, they got that debt diplomacy. They get people in debt traps, and they thought that by releasing this COVID, that all these countries would essentially go broke and they wouldn't repay their loans, and this is how they could take over the real estate. That was, you know, there was a Chinese general, a very high-ranking Chinese general, that actually developed a military doctrine that involved an infectious disease being released upon the world so that the Chinese could take over. And I think they really thought they were going to do that, but in reality, we were using it against them also at the same time.
So it did stage China to be one hand up on the trade, because when everything locked down the rest of the world, China was coming out of their lockdowns. And then the second wave thing that seems to be being pushed now with the lying with statistic type method, China's already gone through there, so everybody else is locking down. China, again, is going to be positioned for shipping trade worldwide. So I see, again, more of these whisper games going on.
The South China Sea is getting locked down. All the little players were really a bunch of weaklings on their own, but they've got this new alliance called the Quad Alliance, as well as a few others, and it's basically India, Australia, Japan, and the United States. They formed a new alliance called the Quad Alliance. They've all basically said, if China touches Taiwan or does anything in the South China Sea, that all four of them will attack at once. And this is really bad right now, because even Russia is turning on China, because China is blowing it. They're laying claim to territory within every one of the countries neighboring them, including Russia. They're trying to take Vladivostok from Russia, and Putin is pissed.
That's not going to happen, is it? So
no,
that ain't going to happen.
And on top of that, they're trying to take 45% of Tajikistan, which Russia considers its territory and within its satellite. So what do? They canceled all orders of S-400 missiles to China, and they've green-lighted and expedited the same missiles being shipped to the India. And here's the one thing that's really big. I mean, I'll tell you, China's screwed. their F-20 jet, which is supposed to be their fifth-generation fighter jet, which has never, ever, ever seen combat, has just been downgraded to a fourth-generation jet, which means that the air forces of almost any one of its neighbors, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, could kick its butt. And Japan just took delivery of 35 F-35 jets, and they're now creating their own fifth-generation fighters. So it's looking really, really bad. And, you know, in Australia, everybody thought that China's going to try to take off over Australia, which they are, but they just got busted sticking two MPs in the Australian Parliament, and that is a huge scandal. Okay, so the Chinese Communists, either way, no matter what happens, if China doesn't go down, the Chinese Communist Party will go down. And here's something you have to understand also. 60% of all the Chinese rice for next year's eating in China is underwater right now. And the last 30% of that harvest is probably going to be ruined by all the typhoons that are going on right now. The United States, I believe, has been hitting China with weather weapons. They've had 5 typhoons this year. They got 2 hitting land right now. They've had earthquake after earthquake after earthquake. They've had lightning strikes one after the other, just hitting boom, 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 boom. And the Three Gorges Dam is getting ready to bust at any minute. And if it does, it's going to wipe out millions and millions of people and the rest of all their food. And here's the thing about Wuhan that nobody realizes is that the Chinese never had a military structure that was or a logistical subsystem that provided for all the militaries to work together. So they never had that. So they just now created it. And what did they do? They put it in Wuhan, which is located right along the Yangtze River, which is a city full of lakes. And they've built their new underground bunkers there. And that's like the Detroit of China. And they've got all their military there. Yeah. And when that Three Gorges Dam breaks, and trust me, that thing's going to break. Okay. They've been releasing floodwaters now for weeks at 100%. They got their sluice gates open 100% right now. No dam in the world, no matter how good it's built, can withstand a 100% discharge for an extended period of time because it will eat the ground out from underneath it.
Yeah, okay? Like Oroville Dam, when they had to release all that water, it just destroyed the sluiceways.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And if that dam breaks, it's going to kill millions of people. It's going to take out all their food. And it's going to destroy Wuhan, which is the center of the People's Liberation Army. And trust me, if that happens, you're going to see instantaneous wolf action from around the world jumping on them because there's every single one of their neighbors wants blood. And every single one of their neighbors thinks they can take on China. Hell, Vietnam is going to kick China's ass. It's that bad.
Let me interject something here because, you know, you both reminded me of something. So I lived in Oroville, California, and I spent a lot of time educating people there. A lot of time. And so, like, basically after I moved, two major things happened. The Oroville Dam, you know, incident there that happened, and then Paradise got lasered down to the ground. Dark energy weapons, DOD flew over. You know, you guys know that, right? That Paradise was just maybe 10 minutes from me. I love driving through there. I love talking to people. And so it's like, as soon as I moved,
smart meter self
natural disaster, quote unquote, happened one after the other.
Yeah, but there wasn't no smart meter in those people's cars that were trying to get out that they cooked to cinders.
No, but
I did look at, but yeah, you, smart meters can cause fires on houses. Absolutely.
Well, they helped. They contributed. You know, they contributed. But then did chemicals, right?
But when the house burns and the plastic bin for garbage doesn't melt, that tells me a lot.
Yeah.
All the trees are green. Yeah.
Yeah, I go with V's view about the DOD and the jets. You know, I definitely suspect them of a lot of shenanigans worldwide.
Well, I've never seen such clean forest fire where a lot of things didn't get touched, but a lot of things did. And it's literally, you can burn marks by lines. You can't find a straight line in nature.
the no forest, forest fire in paradise, where everything around is okay, but the whole town is gone. So I look into the planning permission, what was wanted there that was declined, you know, and now they got it. And, you know, there was a lot of planning departments in some of these western towns that want to keep the quaintness of the past. Well, Paradise is one of them. There's a lot of them. Things in Napa Valley, you know, that now get their zoning changed. But at the end of the day, like Steven said, they are staging for military operations and a lot of tension in that area of the China Sea and Coral Sea. It's well evidenced by the ships that were showing up in Darwin's Port from other countries, U.S., you know, type military, Navy vessels and other countries there. That's well evidenced. And China has an expansionism going on right now. And if you print a map, for instance, in China, you have to include what China says their territory is, the color of this island, even like Taiwan has to be colored like China is colored, or you may not have your map printed there, even world globes and stuff. Well, I've seen articles about that. So they definitely are controlling their narrative even through the printing presses. And if something like that happens in China where the dam goes and all these people die, we're not going to see it. China gives us what they want us to see. The information is difficult to get out of there unless they want it. So like seeing those people falling in the streets over COVID and stuff, they said, created a panic worldwide because China wanted us to see that narrative, is what I think.
Okay. Well, guys, we've run out of time for this episode. For callers that want to talk to Stephen D. Kelly for the after show, phone number 800-313-9443. Please call in, and we'll address your questions and your information. Until then, let's see. Yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and end the show. So, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, Veen. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Big love, people.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.